Suppose you're about to begin orthodontic treatment on a 30-year-old adult male. He has a class 1 malocclusion with severe abrasion of his maxillary anterior teeth. As these teeth have worn, they've over-erupted. Your treatment plan is to intrude these teeth to move the gingival margins apically so his dentist can add onto the incisal edges with porcelain veneers. This should be a very straightforward treatment plan. But here's my question. What will be the effect of tooth intrusion on the dental pulp of these maxillary incisors? Will this tooth intrusion cause a deleterious effect on the pulp? Will there be any change in response to pulp testing as these teeth are intruded? Those are interesting questions that could affect any patient who's undergoing intrusion of teeth. I found an article in the November 2009 issue of The Angle Orthodontist that answers the questions that I just posed. I'd like to review it for you on this month's issue of Practical Reviews in Orthodontics. The title of the article is Effects of Intrusive Force on Selected Determinants of Pulp Vitality. This study comes out of Kaunas University Dental School in Lithuania. The lead author is Rita Veberien. The purpose of this study was to determine changes seen in dental pulp during the early stages of orthodontic intrusion with fixed appliances. In order to accomplish this project, the authors gathered 21 healthy subjects who were about to have orthodontic treatment. In each of these patients, the treatment plan involved the extraction of maxillary first premolars. Prior to the beginning of orthodontic treatment, an appliance was used to place an intrusive force on one of the maxillary first premolars. This intrusive force lasted for 7 days, and the amount of force was calibrated at 60 grams. The opposite, or contralateral first premolar, was used as a control, and no intrusive force was placed on that tooth. At 7 days, the force was discontinued, and an electric pulp tester was used to test the response of the pulp to the electronic stimulus. Then the first premolars were extracted, and the pulpal tissue was evaluated to determine the presence of an enzyme which indicates cell death. This enzyme is called aspartate aminotransferase. This enzyme appears in normal cell walls, but when the cell undergoes death, this enzyme is released into the tissue. So it's a good measure of cell lysis. Okay, I think you get the idea of the experiment. Now what happened? Remember the questions. Question number 1. Does tooth intrusion for 1 week at 60 grams of force cause an alteration in the response to the electronic pulp tester? The answer to that question is yes. The authors showed that after 1 week of initiation of an orthodontic intrusive load, there was an increased response threshold to the electronic pulp tester by about 3.5 times the normal response. Question number 2. What happened to the cells in the pulp? Based upon histologic evaluation, the authors found a 64% increase in the presence of aspartate aminotransferase. What does that mean? That indicates breakdown of cells within the dental pulp. So the authors found a positive correlation of an increase in aspartate aminotransferase activity and an increase in the threshold response to the electronic pulp tester in test teeth compared to control teeth. Now, what would be the long-term effect of this early response? Unfortunately, that couldn't be answered in this current study. Remember, this intrusive force was for only 7 days. Perhaps the body overcomes this initial response and accommodates to this change in the pulp. After all, many teeth are intruded during orthodontic therapy, but seldom, if ever, do we see pulpal necrosis requiring root canal therapy after orthodontics. Perhaps these authors will determine in future studies the long-term effects of tooth intrusion on Pulpal Vitality and Pulpal Health. In the meantime, if you'd like to review this present study, you'll find it in the November 2009 issue of The Angle Orthodontist.